الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. So firstly, we all should make shukr Allah has brought us. And mashallah, quite a few brothers are here already. They have spent 10 days already before Ramadan. We all should make shukr, those who are here, and everywhere else in the world, those who are gone in Jamaat also, those who are gone for Umrah also, those who are gone to other mashayikh, the silsila is carrying on everywhere. And alhamdulillah, people are going, and we are presently discussing about the silsila coming to a khanqah, etc. We call it perhaps that we are going for a tikaf, or we say we are going to a khanqah. So on the one side, where we should make shukr, and a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that in the present day world, to take out time like this, it's not easy. And mashallah, brothers have taken out their time. And then again, there are those brothers, like for example, who were studying in the Darul Uloom, they were busy whole year, and now they just got off. And now they have come here again. And in one aspect, this is not really such a great thing. This was the actual way of life that we were supposed to have. Always a little change is only not to give us freedom, as we understand it in the Western context. There is no idea of that in an Islamic way of life. That you have freedom like that, that now you have to go for a holiday, namazes we become lax, all our ma'amulats become lax, there is nothing like that whatsoever. Yes, there is a change. Like for example, you are making tilawat, now you are listening to a bayan, now you are performing namaz, now you are making zikr, the change is there all the time. So that is quite in order. And rest, people say we need a rest now. Allah has made the rest for every night, that the night is made for rest. So we take our rest. It isn't that you work the whole year and then you go and take your rest. Every day you need rest. The same thing applies with exercise also. Some people, they take out special time for exercise. Exercise must be done on a daily basis. Every day we do our exercise. So all these things are part and parcel. What is necessary, we should come in to know what is an Islamic way of life. Today, alhamdulillah, lot of people are speaking of the sunnat. But what is the real sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So much we are speaking, on a wedding card also, it will be written about a sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that whole wedding is against the sunnat. So what is the sunnat? We should try and find out also. So anyway, where we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for giving us this opportunity, we have come here, and wherever everyone else is gone, they also will be making their shukr. But at the same time, let us all ask ourselves, why have I come? What is the purpose of my coming here? That is very, very important, so that we can take the benefit from coming here. If we don't really understand why we have come, for what reason we had to come, then perhaps we won't get the benefit. And that happens commonly everywhere, that a person, whatever, for example, we go in Jamaat also, what should be our niyat of going in Jamaat? One time, Qari Zahir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was a worker at the Markaz, he came to South Africa, and then his tashkil was made from here to go to Zimbabwe. They made my tashkil also, so I accompanied him. As we were just leaving Azadwal, I asked him, what niyat must I make? So he told me very firmly, though he was like a very jolly person, but this he said very firmly, only one and one niyat, your own islah. So that is what really we have to make our niyat. We have come here really for our islah. And that we must keep in mind. Now what is islah? That also we have to know. Sometimes perhaps we don't have the right idea of what islah is. So first of all, let us all make our niyat that we have come here for islah, which means reformation, to correct our spiritual life. That is why we are coming here, and that is why these programs are held. And this is just like in a mechanic's workshop, he will be servicing, doing work on many cars. Some will be just a service, a minor service, a major service. Some will be there is a problem somewhere in the car, he has to fix that up. But doing everyone's job, everyone's car, he has to service his own car also. If he doesn't service his own car will give him problems. So he must fix his own car also and service his own car also. So the same way here also, it isn't that somebody now is a perfect person and a perfect sheikh and that, and now he doesn't need anything. Everyone needs, and our kabir, may Allah reward them. How they kept their gazes even on the mashayikh, on those people who are like running the khankas, that they must be also conscious about themselves. And this is such a thing, any person, the minute he becomes a little bit unmindful of himself, he starts dropping down. And we have so much of ghaflat in us. So much of ghaflat, unmindfulness, that not only that we are unmindful, we justify our unmindfulness. Like for example, holidays or making a wedding in a wrong way, etc. This is being all unmindful of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We even have a Quranic khatam, a hifz khatam, and we have an occasion that we want to show our happiness. But the ghaflat in there also is so much that in there also we are doing so much things to displease Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Maulana Jafar Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, who is from Bangladesh, he was telling us that one of his associates, his murid, his daughter had completed hifz. So they wanted to have, as normal, some nice do and celebration and have some meals, etc. So he made mashura. And that is also an important thing, to make mashura. And so he came to Maulana, he asked Maulana, and how they were going to do it. Maulana heard, and he said, see, that Allah that gave this hifz, that same Allah can take it away again. If we gave the hifz, and now we are celebrating it in the wrong way, then Allah can become displeased, and Allah Ta'ala can take it away. Or some other thing Allah Ta'ala. So it's very important that this ghaflat must not be in us. In everything today, unfortunately, we are a lot of ghafil, lot of ghaflat. One common example we give of dunya's things, and in deen it is even worse, and it applies to all of us. We are having some visitors, special visitors, and we intend giving them some nice hot samosas when they come. So we got the frying pan on the stove, the oil is in the frying pan, and we're just waiting that when they come, we'll put the samosas in the frying pan and fry the samosas and give them hot samosas. But this little ghaflat, the handle of the frying pan was sticking out this side where people pass, etc. And a two-year-old child passed there and he pulled the handle down on him. With all that hot oil, it is all down, he poured it down on him. What a disaster. What a terrible disaster now. An occasion that you wanted it to the tea, perfect, giving them hot samosas. Now it has turned into a complete terrible disaster. And for a child, maybe whole life, he will have to suffer the consequences. Just because of that ghaflat of that few moments. Today, a lot of people with the cell phone, the ghaflat, while we are driving, how many accidents take place? A person is even messaging while he's driving. And a person, with this case has also come to light, a person is speeding at 200 kilometers per hour. And then he takes a photo of it to show that I'm going at this speed. This is all total ghaflat. And in the consequences, so disastrous. And also at the same time, we are so ghafil also, ghaflat, that we don't take a lesson also. We hear of such instances, this happened, what the terrible consequences were, but we still carry on with our life as we are. We don't take heed that ghaflat has overpowered us. So it's very, very important that we come out of it. And as far as deen is concerned, more worse than that oil the child got down on itself, hot oil, or more worse, at a disastrous, at the accident that is made, and how many cars get involved? How many other people, innocent people also get, because of one person's little ghaflat, how many other people die also in that accident? The damages to the cars, and what happens on this, just because of that little ghaflat. Indeed, it is even much more worse. Yeah, in this dunya also we suffer the consequences of this ghaflat, and Allah protect us. Allah is most merciful, most kind. And the month of Ramadan, Allah's mercies and kindness, just Allah Ta'ala let it run. And Allah is just forgiving, showing His mercy. We beg in Him for that mercy. Otherwise, with our ghaflat, how many of us, the month of Ramadan also, we're just spending in this unmindfulness. We still didn't take any heed. 11 months we spend in all other things. This 1 month we could have made up for it. And this was the cry of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab. And his cry was especially to the ulama. He said that 11 months we have allowed to pass by just like that, without really doing what we had to do. At least this 1 month, let us observe it properly. And when Hazrat called on the ulama, then what about the other people? The other people who are not in the madaris, the other people who are not teaching, who are not acquainted with their kitabs, they are in a different world completely. How much more mustn't we then also pay attention to this? So this is very important, one very important thing, and make dua to it. It doesn't go out of a person just like that. A person doesn't become conscious. And many times, bayans, how many bayans we hear also. But bayans are just bayans. Perhaps even the person who makes bayan, like Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Damat Barakatum, who was with us, he said that a very common practice when people make salam, musafa, dua karju, we must make dua. If it's good, it comes in the hadith, you must ask one another for dua. But he says, who makes dua? The person who asks you for dua, the person he asked you, nobody makes dua. So he suggested that in the light of the hadith, at that time make a dua. Yaghfirullah lana wa lakum. May Allah forgive you, forgive us. Dua is made. And maghfirat dua is a very great dua. It's not a small thing. It's a very, very great dua. So we should make that dua at least at that time. Or at least afterwards somebody asked us, and some of our buzurgs we saw also, especially when it is something important, immediately they pick up their hands and they make dua. So dua is very, very important, which we are very negligent. Inshallah, in one talk we will discuss more about dua, how important it is, and what is dua also. Dua also for us, we like a dua that rhymes nice, and we are shaking from side to side, and the ameens also just nice, rhyming, and in chorus we make, that is a very good dua. But what is dua? That is also very important for us to understand. And there also this ghaflat go away from us, this unmindfulness. So this ghaflat, the month of Ramadan, how many of us are unmindful of this great virtues of this month? How many of us are here for i'tikaf? And me, myself, all of us we are sitting, everything is arranged, but we are unmindful of it. As it is commonly said, that the khadim of a sheikh usually is the one who benefits the least from the sheikh. Other people come, and in a little while they benefit a lot. But the khadim just takes it for granted. I'm here all the time. I am benefiting all the time. And as Mufti Saeed Palanpuri also explained, he said, like in Darul Uloom, Dioban, they have the mic system for the ustad. They have about 1,000, more than 1,000 students for one sabak. So the mic system, and the person who is in charge to control it and see it works, functions properly, he says from after Fajr when classes start, till about 11 o'clock at night till classes finish, he has to be there all the time. So he is on duty. So he says if they want to make a Shaykhul Hadith in Deoband, he is the most person who is the right person. Because the amount of bayans and Bukhari Sharif and Muslim and Tirmizi Sharif, all the kitabs, he has listened so much. But he hasn't got that interest. He's not learning. Also, Mufti Sahab said that many students come to a madrasa, parne ko, in Urdu, to learn. And others come just pare rehne ko, Just 2 books, come and sleep. 2 books, come and sleep. 2 books, come and sleep. Pastime there. So those students don't benefit anything. Those who give themselves over and they learn and they apply themselves, those are the students who benefit. So the same thing here in the Khanqa we came. If we are here and with that haflat, that I just have to go there and finish, that's all. And just after whatever number of days I came for 30 days, 40 days, 20, 10 days, 5 days, whatever. My time is finished. I was there in the Khanqa. So now finish, I'm a Jannati, my Islah is made. No, it doesn't work like that. And in this year, as it is said, that 99% must be from the murid side. And 1% will be from the sheikh side. Just to say what has to be done, or the programs that are held, etc. But the effort, the niyat, the desire, the jazba, all that has to come from the murid. When he has got that, then he will benefit. Like you have the whole big car, we are traveling somewhere, and your GPS, you got a GPS or it's on your phone, it's a small little thing. Okay? That will just give you directions. But the best rest of it, and if you want to go against the directions, which happens many times, it tells you to make a turn, you didn't make a turn. It tells you to make a U-turn. It tells you to turn back again, go 300 meters back again, all the time. But if you don't pay attention, then we can't benefit. So it is up to us that we apply ourselves, that we don't just carry on in any way. In fact, with the GPS, one person many years ago who came to our country from Australia, and he followed it, and then it landed him in such a place where there was a lot of violence, and he got shot dead in that place. A stray bullet came, and he came for a holiday. But his whole holiday turned into something else. So in the same way, if we don't pay our full attention and we don't observe and the rules and etiquette, it can be even harmful for us. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, let us understand. And it is really a matter between one and Allah. We are not here to show anyone. We are not here to make a name or for any fame or anything. Our matter is with Allah. Our matter is with our akhirat. And the akhirat, already at the time of maut, how a person's maut, may Allah be merciful and kind to us. Some people's maut comes so beautifully, and other times maut comes in a complete different way. And then, after that, the life in the qabr, for how long is that going to be, and how is that life going to be? On the day of qiyamah, not in front of just the people we know now, but all the people from Adam a.s. till Qiyamah's day, all will be present there, and Allah knows how that system, but Allah is absolute, and Allah's system is also perfect, how it will work. But there we get exposed of our sins, and we are asked, and in fact, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَعْلَمْ يَكُونُ يَحْتَسِبُونَ. Those things will be shown to you from Allah Ta'ala, which you did not even think about. How many things we have done, is that forgotten. But on the Qiyamah, if we didn't make tawbah, Allah didn't make forgive it, it will be presented there. And then, also we might justify many of our actions. But there the reality will come out, why you did it. Yeah, we can easily make an excuse, and a person who does wrong is so ready with his excuses. He's got an answer for everything all the time. And for him to speak a lie, it also means nothing. One lie after the other. And in the process, he'll make you a liar also. And he'll make you feel you are guilty. But Allah Ta'ala, these things cannot work. So anyway, let us all think that we have come here and we have come for a definite purpose. And let us try and understand that purpose, whether it is we are staying here, whether we are attending the programs or whatever. And in fact, it is for the whole ummah. The month of Ramadan is not only for those people who are going for itikaf, for khanqa, it is for the whole ummah. And it is such a blessed, such a month from Allah Ta'ala, where Allah is just pouring down His gifts of forgiveness, gifts of accepting du'as, gifts of making your rosy for the whole year. Allah opens it up. gifts that on the day of Qiyamah Allah will make your weight and your burden, Allah will make it lighter. And we don't know what this month of Ramadan has brought for us. Such a great month, Allah Ta'ala has said. So this is for the whole ummah, wherever it is. So the purpose that we have to make in our mind, that this month is a month of transformation, changing a person completely. Just like in this month, the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with the Quran Sharif, which is our real guiding, our guide of life, that is a real guide for us. As we asked in Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show me the straight path. I want the straight path. Allah Ta'ala says immediately, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. You want the straight path? This is the straight path. And this is such a straight path that there is no doubt in it whatsoever. Perfect straight path this is. So with that, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people, if we read the condition of the Arabs before Islam, pre-Islamic era, what was their condition? But those same people, how they were transformed, that they became the leaders of the world. And they ruled the world, and with what justice, with what kindness, and what perfect rule. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known to be a very stern person. But the khilafat that he established, how he looked after the poor, the needy, in fact even after the animals, stray animals also. What was done during that time? So this is what the Quran Sharif has brought for us. And the Quran Sharif is so closely related with the month of Ramadan. So therefore, alhamdulillah, one particular ibadat of Ramadan, where rozas are particular, Taraweeh is a particular ibadat, and Taraweeh is also connected greatly with the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif is a great ibadat. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says we send it down in Laylatul Qadr. So this Quran Sharif, by that and this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used it to mold those Sahaba that were in the worst condition before accepting Islam, before Islam came, and they became the guides of the people of the world, not only for that time, but till the day of Qiyamah. What examples they have set, we read it and we just get amazed. That how great these people were, and the works which they had done, what great works they had done. The same thing the ulama write, this is what the month of Ramadan is supposed to do to us also. It is the same month of Ramadan. It is the same Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala has given. And if we just bring those same teachings into our life, then inshallah, we will be also, we become guides like that. But what is the reason that when we leave here, we go home, then our wives are unhappy with us. Our families are unhappy with us. Why didn't the change come that at least with our family, we give a good example? If we couldn't give a good example outside, but at least with our families, we can present a good example in this month of Ramadan. So our islah, our spiritual correction of our life, to correct ourselves spiritually, to service our body, our soul during this month, to take out all our bad habits and to bring in good habits, which Allah Ta'ala said in one word, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All this Allah Ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. All that for the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that you acquire taqwa. And what is this taqwa? There are various levels of it. At the first, our iman, that our imaniyat becomes strong. That first of all, we have the correct things that we bring iman upon. Today, right at that juncture already, we are at facing great problems, where wrong beliefs are coming into our people, into us. For example, about Darwin's theory of evolution, that man is from a monkey, na'uzu billah. With that wrong belief, we are on the wrong line. And how many people have got that belief, who are classified as Muslims, who regard themselves as Muslims, who will observe the month of Ramadan also, everything, but yet they have got that belief. or the Big Bang theory, that things just happen by one Big Bang. And today, very common is what is called secularism. We have a secular state. Most of the countries of the world are secular, secular states. Our education in our schools is called secular. And secular is all those things which is minus Allah. That Allah does not feature in that. That everything man is doing. That is what is secular, that Allah doesn't play any role. So anyway, there are many other things. Then there are things again which we have with the Salafis, with the Shias, with all other people, and they are promoting their things, and with such a in so sweet ways they are presenting their things, and people are just getting carried away with that, and many times it leads to wrong aqidahs also. Then there are of course the other factions also, the Qadianis etc., all the others also, the Barelwis, there are many things. So we have to see, we have to correct our aqaid also. And therefore, Allah reward Maulana Musa Sahib, he has prepared this kitab, and when these kitabs are read about the five sections of deen, please, we all must try and listen very attentively, very properly, every word we should listen to, and not just that it is one program, we came here, we have to take part in the programs and that. No, but listen to it attentively. And each one of us are in need of it. Like everything else, a person, a common example that we give, you take a ball and you throw it up. It will go up, up, up. At a certain stage, it will stop going up. Then it won't stay there. The minute it stops going up, it comes down faster than what it went up. So no matter how perfect we are in anything, whatever it might be, the minute we stop working further, we start dropping down. And we drop down faster. And this is also Allah's system, may Allah Ta'ala let us all understand it, realize it, that all the faculties Allah gave us in our body, the more we use it and keep on using it, it becomes better and better. Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri said these beautiful words also, that in the Western world, in the secular world, the dunya's world, a person reaches 65 or so, they say now, retire him. Now he must be retired. He says at that age by us, now that person becomes valuable. Now he's got all the experience. And it is known that when you become retired, you stop using your brains. They start becoming weaker. Your memory, you don't use it. Your memory becomes weaker. If a person doesn't use the limbs of his body, walking, etc., they become weak also. So all these things, the more they are used, the better they become. But this is also in our minds. Now I'm an old man. There's nothing wrong also with you. But now I'm an old man, I can't do anything. I have to now, anyone tell you to do? Now I can't do it. Before I should do much more than this. But now I can't do anything. So that should not be the case also. Now Allah give us tawfiq and let us understand these things, that we use the capabilities which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Our brains, our eyes also for right things, for all the another very important thing also, how much a person stays with taqwa, in the obedience of Allah, so much all these things also, there is lot barakat in it, and Allah increases it, and guna destroys all these things. So they must be used, and they must be used in the right way. Then these things give great benefit. So we have come here to bring a change in our spiritual life, that we correct that life. And also, the spiritual life governs our physical life. If our spiritual life is correct, one time, in the Markaz Nizamuddin, they were having meals. And there are people serving, making khidmat. Anyone who needs water, this, it's not put on the dastarkhan. When you need, they just give it to you. They are serving it. And those people are appointed. We only give water. So the one person who was serving the water, the glass from his hand fell down. So Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh looked up at him and told him, it looks like your namaz is still not correct. So where is the connection of a glass falling down and your namaz? Maulana explained that once your namaz is correct, then your whole deeni life becomes correct also. So much so, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if you work on somebody's namaz, that is namaz, he becomes a namazi, and his namaz is correct, it is as though you worked on his whole deen. Because if namaz is correct, your whole deen becomes correct. If your deen is correct, your dunya is corrected. Your things of your dunya go right also. And your akhirat also is made. Your deen is correct, your akhirat is also made. So important is namaz. And here we have come, in there also our correction. Yet we are in the masjid. But how many of us come late? This is the time that we should be making the sunnahs which are before namaz, especially the sunnat-e-mu'akkada. We should make sure we make it before namaz. Sometimes it might happen. Something happened urgently, you had to go toilet or something else like that. But otherwise, and the timetable we have to set, I know how long I need in the toilet normally. Sometimes it might take longer. I know how long my wuzu takes. So according to that, we should finish that and we should be here that we can make our namaz and we do enough time we have for our namaz. And we join the namaz with takbir-e-ula. If we are here, we came for itikaf, we came for the khanqa, we say we came for our islah. And here also, our namaz is still, just the outward namaz, the presence in the namaz is not right stuff. Or perhaps it mustn't be even worse, that we are not even here for any namaz. That will be even worse. And the month of Ramadan for the whole ummah, namazes are a thing that we have to pay particular attention to. And then again, the ghaflat in our namaz also. We are just making our namaz, as we are making all along. But we are not thinking. Lot of bayans we have heard, and mashallah, there are those ulama who make a definite and a specific effort on namaz particularly, so that our namazes can become correct. And this is extremely important. And there also, at least, our outward postures come right. Yeah, alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, we have this Anwarus Salah, and it is to make the inside of namaz correct. And then, towards the end, we have a day for our outward, the postures of namaz, to see that it is correct. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, aw kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. Make your namaz as you have seen me, how I make namaz. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is not with us, but the ulama who have learned from the ulama above them, and they learned how to make that namaz correctly, we should learn from them. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam didn't say make your namaz as you read in the hadith, as you read in the kitabs, but as you have seen me, in other words, those who will see me and they will teach you. When Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was requested, show us how was the wuzu of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't give a bayan. He asked for a lota and he sat in front of them and he made wuzu. And then he said, this is how the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. Today even in our wuzu, we are still very negligent. Allah to remove this negligence, this ghaflat. We are making wuzu our whole life. We are making istinja whole life. But is our istinja correct or not? Istinja, as Maulana Musa also explained, there is a thing which is called istibra. To try and make your proper effort so that the last drops of urine also come out. Istinja is not just splashing some water. And then you are finished, you just splash some water, you went away, you fastened your trouser. That also, our istinja must be correct. Our ghusl must be correct. So all these things, we have to learn while we are here. This is what we have come for. So that all of these things of ours become correct. And we become such by the barakat of this great teachings of the Quran Sharif, the great barakat of the month of Ramadan, it changes us. And wherever we go, we bring a change in wherever we go, to in amongst all those people. And this is how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam worked in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He prepared that band of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And our minds don't work when we see where they went till Egypt, where they went till China, where they went till India, Africa they came. And in those days, with the transport of that days, how they travel. But what had come into them? What jazba came into them? That every person must get saved from Jahannam. That was their object. And how they worked on the people endlessly during the night. We can't take it. During the night, dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, save the people from Jahannam. They worried about themselves also, about their families, about the whole mankind. And during the day, making effort again. And this is also one thing, may Allah let us understand it and give us the tawfiq. When we make himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. When we make our firm intention to do something, Allah's help comes to it. And if we from the start, we say, no, I can't manage it, it's very difficult for me, then Allah's help doesn't come. We must make that himmat in all the things, though it seems impossible. A child, the whole Quran Sharif, according to the prints that we have, 13-line prints, about 860 pages or so. It's like impossible to become hafiz of that kitab. And of a language which you don't know. That little child doesn't know Arabic also. But he makes himmat, Allah's help comes, and there he's completed. And how many, they say we started, before you know what, they've completed already. The alim course also, how many students, we're still thinking they're in the first year, but before you know what, they finish iftah also. And they finish takhassus also. And to study that also, all those things are not easy. They are difficult things to study. But you take up the cudgels, you take up the courage, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. Anything else, perhaps a simple thing, like getting married. We might just think it, and marriage is enacted by just one word, I accept. But now, how many things come on your head? To give the wife housing, to give her shelter, to give her clothing, to see to her food, everything you are now responsible. But you make that himmat, Allah makes it easy. And how many people, especially in the true sense, in an Islamic environment, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they didn't ask at all, what job have you got, what's your income, all those things, how many shops you got, what's your bank balance. Those were things they never even ever thought. They only looked at deen. And on that, how Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for them. One great alim, he marries his daughter, for whom the kings were proposing, to a student whose wife had passed away. And when this young student, that will you get married again? He said, who will marry me? A poor person who has got nothing. And there and then, he marries his daughter, who was proposed by the princess of the time. And he marries his daughter to this person, who says, I've got nothing whatsoever. And then how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors and gives barakat. So this is all that we have to correct ourselves. One very important thing, this ghaflat. We have come here, let us not be unmindful of the purpose for which we have come here, which is what we call our islah, which is called the correction of our soul, our nafs, which commands us all the time to do wrong, to do evil. Now we have to work on it such a way. And this that is also explained by the month of Ramadan. How Allah has explained how tarbiyat is made. That what a shaykh really does is that he will ask you to stay away from certain permissible things for a certain period. And when you have built within you that quality that you can stay away, you can control yourself, now he gives you permission. Now you can use those things again. There is the same thing, exactly the same thing that happens in Ramadan. Till sihri time finishes, till about 25%, whatever the time may be, till that minute, what was jais for you at night, your food, your drink, we're having, if it's sihri in fact, your wife is permissible for you, you can, everything is permissible, but as soon as that time comes in, now all these permissible things, now they are haram now. And haram in the sense that you cannot have them now. You left half a cup of tea, you can't have one drop now, the time is finished now. You are in a habit of eating a sweet, a chocolate, a pan after your sehri, now the time is up, now you can't have it, now it's forbidden. The whole day it's forbidden for you to have it. The same thing you are seeing it, nothing happening. It's the same food, the same pan, the same samosa, the same cup of tea. As soon as the sun has set, and you are sure the sun has set, now it's again jais for you. So if you build this within you in the month of Ramadan, the whole your year and your life, you will be able to observe every command of Allah. Then it won't be difficult. That biryani may be so tempting, that roast may be so tempting, but nobody in the house, you are alone, you can eat it, you can bluff the people, but you don't do it. Generally, this is in the whole ummah that we don't do it. Like that, if we observe this Ramadan properly, then inshallah our whole year, whole life, we won't have any problem. All haram, lustful gazers, other haram money, haram desires, whatever it is, it will be so easy that we will be able to. This is the barakat of the month of Ramadan. And therefore, we find our mashayikh, particularly in the month of Ramadan, how they observed it, which will be discussed in all the programs from the morning till the night, from tafsir in the morning till the night, all the programs, all the, of them is just how we can observe this month. So one thing very important, we must try and take out this ghaflat from us. And we realize that I have come here not just to sit in the program. How many of us are not even sitting in the programs properly? We come late, we come last minute, and when we are sitting also, we're not paying attention. No, every program, well, it is done with mashura, and we think, and what we think is the most beneficial for the brothers, that to end, basically it is, as we saw the khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, how their khanqahs were. Basically it is that, though there are certain differences, changes, but basically it is on that pattern. If we will observe it, inshallah, also we will be able to be prepared like that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali also had a very specific method which he used for his Murideen, and what man he produced, how they brought changes in the world. And from all our mashayikh, we find from Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, from Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Ambetwi Rahmatullah Ali, a man like Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was produced. And then what work Maulana has done, and in the whole world, this great work of tabligh and da'wah that is carrying on. From Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki and other great people, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Darul Ulum Dioban came by the crying of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, and Darul Ulum Dioban, what people it has produced. So in the same way, we have got the same Quran Sharif. This month of Ramadan is the ideal. Allah has given us health also. Allah has given everything it's at our disposal. Let us use it in the right way. And let us try and apply it. And this only 1 month, spend it properly. And then inshallah our whole year, our whole life, our akhirat will be made. Allah give me tawfiq first, and give us all tawfiq. So let us try and sit and meditate that why have I come here? To bring this, is this change coming in me? And think like one day is gone already. Any change came in me? Where am I? Have I benefited something? Ibadat and the sawab of ibadat, that also we have to acquire. But the main thing is the taqwa, this change coming up, that we bring a new, return a new leaf. And if every one of us can bring this, no matter I'm an alim, I'm a great person, and lot of people are learning from me also, but I also need the change. Each one, then we will, the ball will keep on going up. If we have that in us. If a person is a talib, a seeker, he will keep on going up. If a person is a qani', is content, it is the ball that reached the height, now I'm content where I am. And then a person starts coming down. Then you get, unfortunately, a person who's a naqid, a person who's a critic. And he just criticizes. He comes for programs, anyone's program, but his work is to find mistakes. In fact, there were some people, they sit with a paper to write down the mistakes all which have been made. So some people, that is their work. So a naqid, he falls very low, very, very, very low. And if a person is a talib, and he wants to learn and wants to enhance and improve, he will definitely improve. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should also explain that this is completely on the murid himself. If the shaykh can be even, Hazrat should give one, two stories in the month of Ramadan, incidents. And he explained that no, even if the shaykh is totally out of line, but the murid is sincere, and he does what he has to do, Allah takes him to great, great heights. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we have come here for our islah. And this is the month of Ramadan, and we got the sohbat of the month of Ramadan. What greater sohbat can we want? And it is here, and Ramadan has come just to give everything to us. It wants to offload all the good it has come with. So how much we will welcome it, show our appreciation and respect for the month of Ramadan, so much we will get. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Today is now Thursday night, Jummah is starting at these last moments, and all of us got roza, we are in the masjid. Those who have come with the good intention of our islah, perhaps there are some who are in itikaf already, whatever it might be. So this is a time when du'as are now readily accepted. So let us turn to Allah Ta'ala, and whatever we want, like we want our islah, but ask ourselves, do I make du'a for my islah? If you really got that desire, forget you making du'as, you are asking everyone else for du'as also. Somebody is ill in the family, some of you have gone to pass an exam, or anything else, you are going around asking everyone, please, you make phone calls to overseas for du'as. You yourself are making du'a. So if we have really come here for our islah, we should be making du'as for our islah. If we have come here to find the love of Allah Ta'ala, we should be making those du'as for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if we are not, then perhaps we are not, the talab-e sadiq is still not within us. And we still got ghaflat. And all these programs that are, is just to remind us. And it's more, the person making the talk is more in need. I am speaking, my ears are listening before anyone else's ears here. As soon as it comes out, it goes to my ear. Before I formulate a sentence, my brain has to work. And it has to prepare that what I'm going to speak, my brain. So it comes into the speaker. So the more we make muzakra of it also, the more we will benefit also. Allah give us tawfiq and make this Ramadan and every Ramadan more better, that we get closer to Allah. Our islah is made more, and more we get the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.